I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 24th. A real estate developer sued the city of Urbana after zoning code changes and a moratorium halted data center construction. WYSO's environmental reporter, Adriana Martinez-Smiley, has more.
The firm Thor Equities filed the lawsuit Friday. It alleges the city of Urbana violated state and local laws when it changed regulations preventing data center developments. The lawsuit points to the timing as the issue. Thor Equities submitted a site plan to the city in February. The next month, the city council passed a 12-month pause on big data centers. This lawsuit comes days after the Urbana City Council adopted new zoning codes, reversing data centers as a permitted use in the city's M1 manufacturing district. The city has 21 days from the filing date to respond to the case. In a statement, Thor Equity says it rejects, quote, the misinformation and outright nonsense being spread online about data centers, end quote, referring to claims about water usage, health impacts, and noise levels. The city of Urbana declined to comment on the lawsuit. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
A new report for the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus Foundation shows over 600,000 eligible black voters in Ohio did not vote in the 2022 midterm elections. As State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, there's now an effort underway to engage those voters.
Ohio Legislative Black Caucus Foundation CEO and President Shayla L. Davis says the study shows the number of black voters who didn't vote in 2022 was greater than the population of the city of Cleveland.
What we believe we've discovered is not necessarily apathy. It's no one is looking at those individuals.
Davis says there are barriers to voting for many in the black community, but she says those voters also want candidates to speak about issues that are important to them. Davis says the foundation will work with community partners to increase black voter engagement in the coming months. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Five individuals will soon be inducted into the Dayton Region Walk of Fame. It celebrates those who have influenced our area. The 2026 class includes Helen Octavia Dickens, Madonna Grimes, Gary Sandy, Mary Chapin Matthews, and Dan Sadlier. The inductees will be formally recognized during a luncheon on September 30th. Inductees are celebrated with permanent recognition in the historic Wright-Dunbar neighborhood as the birthplace of Orville and Wilbur Wright and the home of poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Dayton Region Walk of Fame. It's managed by Wright Dunbar, Inc. Earlier this year, state lawmakers introduced at least two bills establishing stricter government oversight into Jobs Ohio. That's the powerful and private arm pursuing economic projects for the state. But State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that any reform effort is dead, at least for now.
In March, Jobs Ohio faced a wave of scrutiny for giving money to a podcaster linked to the resignation of Ted Carter, the now former Ohio State University president. Even before that, Republican Representative Justin Pizzulli says he wanted a stronger regulatory structure.
It's embarrassing to our state. Something needs to be done. That's what motivated us. I can't explain what other people are thinking, but that's how I think.
But his bill has not moved. The Republican Speaker of the Ohio House says the legislature should wait for the next governor to take office to take any action on how Jobs Ohio does its work. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Rooftop gardens are gaining popularity as cities expand and green natural habitats decline. But do animals actually use them? A paper authored by University of Dayton researchers and recently published in Urban Ecology says yes. Biology professor Chelsea Prather studied ant communities on 9 green roofs and their adjacent ground-level habitats in 3 cities in Ohio. She found the ant communities were the same on both the roofs and ground, indicating the insects climb up buildings to forage.
A lot of the habitat on the ground was just like turf grass, maybe some planters, but not a whole lot of vegetation, not a whole lot of flowering stuff. Whereas on the roofs, there was a lot of stuff that was flowering and ants could eat that potential nectar.
She says the findings highlight the potential of urban green roofs to support foraging habitats for ants, which provide ecosystem services from pollination to seed dispersal. Montgomery County wants to help us have a styrofoam-free summer. Montgomery County Environmental Services will host its quarterly styrofoam recycling event this Saturday. Anyone in or near Montgomery County can bring clean styrofoam to the collection. Packing peanuts and used food containers are not accepted. The styrofoam and expanded polystyrene will be recycled into usable material such as insulation, picture frames, and surfboards. The styrofoam collection is this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Cox Media Group on South Main Street in Dayton. Look for clouds and sun today, a high in the lower 80s. Those clouds will bring rain chances back to the area beginning later tonight through Thursday and Friday, and some of the rain during that time could be on the heavy side. And then the heat returns for this weekend. By Sunday, we could see high temperatures close to 90 degrees. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Mike Fraser.